With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A shooting at a school in remote northern British Columbia left 7 people dead, while 2 more were found dead at a nearby home. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Deputy Commissioner Dwayne McDonald identifies the suspect as a teenager identifying as female who had a history of mental health calls to its home.
Officers approached the school. Rounds were fired in their direction. Officers entered the school to locate the threat. Within minutes, an individual confirmed to be the shooter located with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot. Suspect has been identified as 18-year-old Jesse Van Rootselaar, who is a resident of Cumberland Ridge.
More than 25 people were wounded in the attack. The suspect's mother and stepbrother were also killed. Fiery clashes erupted at a House hearing today on the Jeffrey Epstein files. Attorney General Pam Bondi was the witness. Bondi says she's had enough of Democrats going after President Trump.
You all should be apologizing. You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
While ranking member Jamie Raskin expressed partisan contempt for Attorney General Pam Bondi's work.
Whether it's Epstein's human trafficking ring or the homicidal governmental violence against citizens in Minneapolis, as Attorney General, you're siding with the perpetrators.
House Republicans approved the SAVE Act legislation that would give new voter ID requirements ahead of the midterm elections. The bill passed Wednesday as a Trump administration priority aimed at scrutinizing ballot access. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 66 points, the NASDAQ dropped 36, the S&P down a fraction. This is SRN News. The robots have created a religion.
Several of them, actually. Last month, a social media platform called Moltbook was launched specifically for artificial intelligence programs to meet and talk. Humans can observe, but they can't post or interact. One of the first things the AI programs did when they started to visit the platform was collaborate on the establishment of some new religions. Critics fear that actual human beings might start following these religions in the near future. Michael Harrington reporting.
Another attack on Christians in Nigeria. Local officials say gunmen killed 3 villagers and abducted 11 people, including a clergyman, during a pre-dawn attack in the north this week. The gunmen attacked the pastor's residence in Kaduna State in the early morning hours. The incident's the latest in a decades-long cycle of violence that has surged in the north of Nigeria. This is SRN News. A strong jobs report did little to move the markets.
Stocks wobbled to a mixed close on Wall Street following a surprisingly strong report on the job market. The S&P 500 gave up an early gain Wednesday and wound up little changed by the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 66 points. That's about 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.2%. The stronger than expected data on unemployment had an upside for stocks by giving a positive indicator on the economy. On the other hand, it could also discourage the Federal Reserve from bringing down interest rates. Kraft Heinz edged up 0.4%. The company said it was scrapping plans to split in two. Seth Sigtel, New York.
Melania Trump celebrated an early Valentine's Day with children receiving treatment for rare and serious diseases. On Wednesday, the First Lady visited the Children's Inn in Bethesda, Maryland. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.